Whenever you're ready.
Sweet. Well, this was a pretty emphatic performance today, I would say. I mean, you just have to be pleased with what you saw, right?
Oh, 100%. You know, I mean, you got Maxi, not his best day, you know, walked too many, but to his credit, you know, and this is what I said in the huddle, he pitched out of trouble. When he needed to make a pitch, he made it, kept a zero up there on the board, and then the two freshmen, you know, we kind of think they're good, and so put them in a tough spot. Carwell's just got ice water in his veins, and nothing really shakes him up, but I wanted to see it, you know, here today, just to see how he'd react. And they had a lot of left-hand hitters in the lineup, so wanted to just see how he'd react. He reacted great, and then Finitari was dominant. Best he's thrown the ball. That's kind of what we thought he'd be, and his two starts early on weren't quite as crisp as that was today. And then just kind of, you know, Simpson gets three hits. Compton came up big with three RBIs. Just up and down kind of the lineup, different guys contributing and either getting hits or getting on or doing something. And then playing good defense right now, too. So it was a good day.
Aiden, as a reliever, is that something you're thinking about going forward, or where are you at with that?
I would say probably. You know, I think he has that kind of mentality. But he just threw the ball so good in the preseason, we were like, he's going to throw strikes. You know, he might be a good Sunday guy. Grisham was a little slow just health-wise, and so we've had to bring him along. He's going to start tomorrow. And so that was why we wanted to pitch him a little Tuesday. We could have used him today, but we just felt like Finitari was the matchup and went with that one, and so Grisham will start tomorrow.
I know obviously Finitari fastball and the breaking ball are kind of the bread and butter, but is it a split or something that mixes in there?
It's like a palm ball, you know. I mean, it's almost a zero spin changeup, but he really doesn't even put his fingers on it. He just throws it, and you know, and it's been an effective pitch. Today was mostly fastball breaking ball.
Is what is it about his fastball that makes it play up the way it does?
I think he kind of, it's a low release height, but the ball just jumps, you know, kind of spins and stays up, and so guys swing and miss under a lot. And today just had such a good breaking ball that it was hard to zero in on his fastball.
Maxwell, you know, kind of the Maxwell experience in full effect today, I guess. I mean, are you seeing him getting closer with the strike throwing? Obviously, he's got the stuff to get out of it, right?
But yeah. Last weekend he was really good. Today, just a little off with everything. Like last weekend, he had a good fastball and a really good breaking ball. Today, had a hard time really with his breaking ball, but throws hard and got some chases and so last weekend he was better. You know, this was kind of somewhere in between on his three starts. So we just got to keep running him out there and hope eventually he can settle in.
Do you feel like the staff is getting settled into roles at this point, or are you guys still mixing and matching a little bit?
We're probably still mixing and matching a little bit, but we have a lot of left-hand kind of bullpen options and as many left-hand hitters. It's kind of trying to pick the right guy on, you know, who they're playing. And so it's just more probably that, trying to figure out a matchup on them. We don't have as many right-hand bullpen options as we'd probably like, but if Finitari goes in the pen, that's going to add a really good arm right-handed in the bullpen.
Seems like Gonzalez and Compton give you a lot of quality at bats, really the last two nights, maybe all year, I don't know. I mean, like, what have you seen of those guys now, third-year players, I think,
yeah.
Right? I mean,
yeah.
I you feel like they've really taken that next step?
Gonzalez really has a good eye at the plate, and he's very patient. And when you think maybe you got him, he's a guy who can hit with two strikes on him. Compton has a really good eye too, and is pretty patient. But then, if he can think that he's going to get a certain pitch, he'll go on it. And you know, much like the, you know, I had just made the comment that shortstop was right behind. I think Jenkins was on second. He hit that, and I'm like, oh, that's a double play. And then it ended up over the shortstop's head. But, you know, 3 years of playing, they've seen a lot. You know, both of them have played summer ball, and they're kind of coming into their own.
Good. Anything else?
All right. That's good.
Fun team to watch, my friend.